Well, it's good to be here this morning with you. So welcome again to everybody that's on here with us this morning. We can see some of you on here already. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And to those that are with us here on the Zoom, then it's great to have you all gathered together to see what God wants to do today. I'm excited because God's been doing things. He's been on the move. He's never not on the move. And so we want to give him the glory and the honor and to praise him today because we had a miraculous turnaround this week. And so I'm just going to share that with you because I'm excited about it. And so I want you to join in the excitement and to get your faith built up because God is moving like never before. And we're just part of everything that he's doing in this season. So let me tell you a quick story. We have a Skoda car we were blessed with a few years ago, and we were having some slippage in the clutch mechanism, and we thought, oh, this is simple oil filter and oil change in the transmission fluid. So we left it in a garage to get diagnostics done on it and a change done, and they came back later in the day, said, sorry, we have bad news for you. Hope you're sitting down. Your car is needing X, Y, Z done. The Magatronic is failing and it's $2,700 something for to replace that one part. You're going to need a dual mass flywheel, dual mass clutch replacement. So in all, you're looking between £4,000 to £4,500 worth of work in your car. And we're thinking, oh no, oh my days, that's way out of our bracket. That's car going to car heaven. And so we just made that decision. Well, we're going to have to let this go because we cannot, get that sort of funds raised to actually, and the car is only worth probably between £1,000 and £1,500 anyway. So if I had that sort of money, I would plow it back into a newer car. So anyway, we were praying and calling in God to do the miraculous, to move. And about 3 days later, we get a phone call and a couple said, we've got a car for you and we'll get it to you as soon as we can. And so, praise God, we've gone up 7 years in age of a car, a lot lower mileage. And so we're just so excited that God has just provided in such a miraculous way, keeping us on the road, keeping wheels under us so we can travel and minister around the UK and to see God move in different areas and different regions. Come on. That's a great praise report. I'm excited for that. So, and I'm excited we're getting a newer car. So bless the Lord. I'm so excited about that. So I want to share that with you this morning because it's good when you see God do things and see God move on your behalf. And your automatic reaction is, oh, my days, we're sunk. That's it. We're wiped out. But yet in the midst of it, you get on your knees and you turn your eyes to the Lord and you say, Lord, help. And that prayer moves and shifts mountains because God loves us with an abundant love and he cares for us exceedingly well. So we're excited about that. I hope you are as well with our story, and that our story is also a story being told. So that if you're in that place of need and that place where you just need God to do a miracle for you, well, then take it, receive it as well. We bless you with it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that whatever you're needing in your life gets moved and shuffled around by God. So you get your answers delivered right to your hands, even this very day in Jesus' name. So we bless you in Jesus' name. I'm excited because this morning I've got loads of stuff just floating through my head this morning, but I want to talk to you about the subject of the power to be pure. We as believers, when we get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we receive the power, the dunamis that comes to us, and out of that, our life changes, gets transformed. Salvation is where the blood of Jesus Christ washes you clean of all the past. The slate is clear and you've got freedom to move forward as a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then the power comes when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit that he gives us freely, and that we get to speak in tongues. We get to see the signs, wonders, and miracles, and life is on good, on fire, and you will normally be on fire after that as well. And if you're not, well, then you'll get another baptism of fire and it'll set you on a roller that you'll not be able to get off because you will want to stay on it. You will want to ride the ride with Jesus because it's so exciting in the journey with the Father. So that I'm going to talk to you about, that's the power side, and we love the power side, but the purity side is something that we need to develop. When the Lord speaks speaks to us about purity, he's talking about our character that needs to be correct. You know, that's why it says in Psalm 24, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. You know, so there's something about this journey that the Lord has us on. Yes, we can have the power. We can see signs and wonders and miracles happening. But, you know, if you're not pure in heart, if your character is not able to handle the very gift that the Father is giving you, well, then you're in diffs. And that's the point. You need to look at yourself and say, what I need to do to change, Lord? What is it in me that's not right? How do we put this straight? And some of you this morning are actually thinking, well, I've had this stuff that's been going on in my life for years, and it doesn't seem that God has done anything to help me. And I'm still asking God, help me, God, because I can't manage this. I can't handle it. I can't do this, and I need your help. And that is great. But there's an element of that in the prayer, because the Lord says it's your character, so it's yours. So you develop your character. So it's by you bowing down and submitting to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, surrendering all of you, getting rid of all of you out of you, so that there's nothing left but Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit in you. His blood washed you clean because of his sacrifice at Calvary. And so that sacrifice was what? It was to bless you. Once you said yes to Jesus Christ, it was to bless you and to empower you to walk as a believer in the world today, to believe in him and to actually let others know the good news of how good our Father is, how great it is to be around him and to see him and to be his hands and his feet. It talks about in the Bible about how the Lord comes, and like Gideon said, it was a description of how he put Gideon on like a glove. You know, and so that's what happens with us. When the Father comes inside of us, it's like we become his glove, and we go out and we lay hands on the sick, and we see people get well, and we see demonic forces that are attacking people's lives shut down, annihilated, and removed, and through the power of Jesus Christ. Because the glory that we carry is for us to give away and to actually impart it to others so that they get impacted, changed, and radically encounter the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it only takes one encounter. So to use this morning that are actually in a place where you think, well, this has not changed for me. Today is the day when things shift and change for you. You got to believe it. You got to believe that the very one that paid a great price for your salvation also paid a price for your freedom. It is for Christ that we are set free. And so the Lord speaks about having this abundant life. Now, abundant life comes when we are totally in the flow of the river with the Father, when we are actually in his presence and we desire nothing but him. So if you're not a hungry person and you're not got the total desire in your heart, well, then today is a day you change. Today may be the day that you need a fresh baptism of love, a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, a fresh baptism of fire, and you get to encounter your Father all over again like you did when you first gave your life to him and surrendered your life to him. The Lord is for you. He is not against you. He is over you and around you and surrounds you with his arms of love. He is fighting for you, but he desires you to come into a place of an agreement with him, that you accept him as a total Lord of your life. This is not a hobby, folks. You don't step into a Jesus realm and a Jesus lifestyle and think, well, this is a hobby and I'll go to church once a Sunday, I'll meet with other people during the week for like a prayer time. Hey, come on, you've got the wrong concept. Our God is an indwelling God. He dwells inside of us, and it's his power that he has blessed us with. Why? Because he activates you. He activates you to a lifestyle of walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. To do that effectively, we need to be pure vessels. We need to have that pure life flow within us. So that means getting rid of stuff that hinders us, stuff that holds us back. I mean, when you put a new engine into an old car, you don't go back a couple of days later, pull the new engine out and put back the old one. Why? Because the new one is better than the old. So why would you ever go back to the old when you've got brand new? And this is exactly where we are today as believers in Jesus. He has blessed us with new. He has given us everything that we need at the palms of our hands to walk out this life before him. There is nothing that cannot be accomplished. There is nothing that cannot be done. There is nothing in your life that cannot be changed and gotten rid of. If it's afflicting you or is troubling you, if you're having night terrors and you think, well, I've been praying for months, it hasn't shifted. Well, today in Jesus' name, I break the power and authority of those night terrors over your life. And I say, be gone in Jesus' name. And I speak that you would sleep the sleep of the righteous from now on in the nighttime periods. And in fact, that the Lord would turn those night terrors into visitations from him, dreams from him, where you would encounter his presence and get to know the very power and the purpose that you're here for in this world today. So God is good. He is amazing. You know, and in Proverbs 25, verse 2, it said, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. So again, there is this element of God has blessed us with everything, but there's also an element in it that he desires intimacy with us. He desires us to search him out. He desires us to actually track him down, to be hungry enough to pursue him. You know, so there's certain things that the Lord desires us to rise into, and then bam, he comes in the back of that. He sees your hunger and he comes in and he just blesses and he pours in and he brings other people around you to bless you and to pour into your life. So he has it all in the palm of his hands. Where you're held, that's in the palm of his hands also. There is nothing that he will not do for you. There is no sin that he will not break off your life. You remember that when you stepped from the old life into the new life, you swapped over from being a sinner that's getting saved by grace into a saint in the kingdom. And I said there in that verse, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Well, who is a king today? I'm a king in the kingdom of heaven. You're a king in the kingdom of heaven. You're a queen in the kingdom of heaven. So you have got a royal right given to you on a platter to actually for your life for this season. So you got to use it. If you don't use it, you lose it, as they say. And so we are people that grab hold of it and think, come on, God, I am hungry for more of you. I want this in my life. I need this in my life. I want to be one that's filled with purity, that my character is what you desire of me. And so that out of that, I get to operate in the power realm because my character is solid enough to handle the weightiness of the glory of the Lord around me. And that's where we desire to be. That's where church we need to be. Because how can you operate in signs and wonders and miracles and not have your character right before the Lord? Now, by character, what am I talking about? Well, character really is you're clean in the inside. Righteousness is right living before God. And that's what God desires of us, to step into his perfect plan for us, his will for our lives, that we walk out this life as a son or a daughter who knows who they are in the kingdom of heaven. You have been born into a new kingdom. The old has gone. Why go back? Why would a dog go back to his vomit? You don't want to be a dog because God has given you so much. You want to be one that is royalty minded and actually steps in to the authority and the power that the Lord Jesus Christ paid a price for you, to give you freedom, to give you purpose, and to give you plans that take you forward. So this morning, as I'm talking, if you want to actually put any requests you've got, type them into the Facebook chat. We'll see them and we'll pick up on them towards the end. So we want to bless you this morning. We want to encourage you that the journey you're on is the best journey you'll be on. You may feel it, that you're feeling and you're dropping back. But you know what? When you fall off a push bike when you're a kid, you don't throw the bike away. You take the bike, you get your leg over it again, and you go again. And eventually you sail into the distance because you've got it. Something clicked and you accepted the bike accepted you, and you're flowing together, you're pedaling away and you're enjoying the ride along. So this is where we want to get you to, from the place of I'm afflicted by stuff that still haunts me and still pursues me, but yet the scripture says that God sets me free, that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away, and behold, everything becomes new. Everything becomes new. So when everything's new, why do you want to defile it by going back and dabbling with stuff that was your enemy in the past? That is not the best place of action for you. And you know it in your spirit, but there's a war goes on in here where we battle with the things that we have had in the past, because there was a lure to them. There was an excitement with them. But you know, when Jesus washed you clean, that all that sinfulness and the stuff that we were attached to and liked beforehand, you know, like, the sleeping around, well, that's got to go. That's got nothing to do with character. That's got nothing to do with purity in your life now. Lying, well, that's got to go. Stealing, that's got to go. Pornography, that's got to go. Anger, that's got to go, because we are called to operate out of love. So why, as a born-again believer, one that's been blessed by your Father with all that he can give you, why go back to the old? You are called for more than this. Going back to the old is you're stepping back into a substandard condition that God did not give you the gift of to stay or be in that position. He gave you a blessing and an abundant blessing because he is calling you deeper. He is calling you into the future that you are meant to live in. His ways are better than our ways. Now that's goes without a shadow of a doubt. And any of you that have been on this journey with Jesus for years know that there is no better place, no better way than his way, and to walk in it, to know it. Like I said earlier, this is not a hobby. You know, when Jesus called the disciples, he said, hey, I'm going to make you fishers of men. He didn't say he was going to break them into fishers of men. No, he said he would make them fishers of men. So the Lord is around us to actually develop us, develop our purity, develop our power, and to teach us how to handle it in his ways, so we actually do the best and get the best out of this life, and we bring the glory to the Father as he always desires that. It's not for us. It's all about Jesus and his ways. So we love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind. And so part of that is learning how to develop that intimacy with the Father. You know, a definition of purity is something that has no flaws or foreign substances in it. So we don't want no flaws. We don't want no foreign substances. We want the holy. We want the pure. Because out of that, then the Father's dreams that have been dreamt over us come to the surface, come to the top. Do you know you are a warrior king or a warrior queen, a warrior princess, or a warrior prince, and it is his plans and purposes that will carry you through in this life. All he asks is that your yes gets turned into a developed arena before him, that you don't accept this as this, well, I did this one day, I said yes to Jesus, but I'll go to church and I'll be nominal. Get rid of the nominal. There is no such in the kingdom of God. It was never designed that way, and God does not want it that way. He has got excitement. He has got power, and he has got blessings of abundance for you. And he asks you today, come on a journey with me. Allow me the place of rulership in your life. Allow me that place to take you and to grow you. And you may feel that you're like Joseph and you're in the pit and you don't see a way out. But the Lord says to you, his plans for your life are to do you good, to look after you, and to lead you and guide you. He says that his way will be like a lamp before your feet. The Lord, the Holy One, will light up the pathway before you. Why? Because his desire is to love upon you so much that you get to walk in his ways. You get to see the development of the plans he has for your life, because he wants to bless you with that, with an abundant blessing. So you need to get excited. You need to start believing that there is more to you than what you think you are. You know, when the Lord places you on a a platform and he calls you royalty within the kingdom of heaven, you need to get over yourself and stop thinking, well, no, I couldn't be like that. That's not me. Oh, wow, I've done this. Oh, wow, I've done that. No, you did do that. You're not any longer, because the blood of Jesus washed you clean. You are whiter than snow, and there is nothing that taints you unless you step back into it. And if you do, it's like falling off the bike. You keep a short account with your God and you get back up again and you apologize and say, Lord, forgive me for what I've just done. Refresh me with your spirit and set me back on the pathway of righteousness once again. And so it's like David prayed, do not let your spirit depart from me, because he knew what it was to be in that place with the Father where the Spirit of the living God excited him, made his life worth living, and out of that place, he grew into the man that he was, the man that took on bears and lions and took on a giant called Goliath. There is nothing, when the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is in you, it's in you to strengthen you for the battles that come. And there will be nothing that you cannot overcome, because the word of the Lord says that greater is he, the Lord Jesus, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, greater is he that dwells in where? Dwells in you. Do you hear that? The power of the living God dwells in you. That's the blessing of being a believer. It comes as an automatic. It's a given, done deal that when you say yes to Jesus, the power and the Spirit of the living God comes to dwell inside of you. That makes us stronger. That makes us more equipped for when the enemy comes to try and steal, kill, and destroy. That Matthew 10:10, that's his protocol. That's his journey. He is out there for destruction, and you're in his target. He set you in his target eyes because you said yes to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is his enemy. He hates him with a vengeance. But yet the Lord, because of his goodness, allows us to step into his grace and to say yes to Jesus Christ. That changes everything. It shifts everything. And you become this dynamite power stick walking around full of the glory, full of the power of the Lord. And it's that same power that rose Christ Jesus from the dead is inside of you. That's what we're talking about here. You know, and sometimes we say yes to Jesus and we're there, but you know, it takes an ignition point. It takes a fire starter. It takes an ignition point that ignites what is in you because you don't even realize that it's there. That's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is when the power of God gets ignited and energized inside of your being to take you on a journey of intimacy into the depths and the secrets of the holy place with the Lord God Almighty. Do you know what? When you get into that place, when you find that place, it's like a sweet spot. You don't want to leave. You don't want to get out of that arena. Because when the Lord comes upon you and touches your life, there is something amazing about it. It creates a desire for more. And you know what? The stuff that you would desire to go back and dabble with again, that drifts further and further into the background, because the Lord wins your heart over with intimacy and calls you into that deeper relationship with him, where everything is about him. Your eyes are on him. You're not interested in what's really going on in the world, because he is the one that says he will lead you. He is the one that says he will guide you into all truth. So purity, you want your character sorted. You don't want to carry an old character. You want to nail that old character to the cross at Calvary and let it stay there. Don't go back digging up a dead body again. It'll stink. And you don't want to be a stinky person. You want to be an alive person that carries something that is attractive to others, that tells the story of Jesus Christ by the way you live, by the way you conduct yourself in life, that there is a power source at work in your life that you want to tap into. And that will be attractive to other people out there around you at your workplace, because when they see Jesus in you and they see Jesus represented well, they will want to know who you are, what you carry, and how come you're like who you are. Like, because it will be a light that gets switched on that is attractive to others. The good news of the gospel, the good news of the gospel is that people are attracted to the light of God because they see Jesus in us. And they have a need because they're walking in darkness and their life, well, it sucks a lot of the time. They try and put on a brave face, but the pressures and trials of life wear people down. And what have we got? We've got a life force inside us. We have got a powerhouse inside us, and we get the ability to show people how to connect with that. And if you're watching this morning and you're thinking, well, this sounds pretty unusual, pretty good, I'm telling you today that Jesus Christ is the only way. He offers you eternal life. When you die here, you go, you don't die, you go, you transfer to the heavenly realms and you live eternity with the very one that saves your soul today. And if that's you and you want to know that you've got that security, that when Jesus comes, that you're going with him, well, then today you pray a prayer and say, Jesus, I hear this. And my heart is saying yes. My heart is pounding. And I say yes to you today, Lord Jesus, that you be my Lord, that you take the mess of my life and you wipe it clean, like he says, and you create this new arena and everything becomes new, because my life is full of hurt, pain and sorrow, and I don't want it anymore. And you're offering me, Lord Jesus, today a way out. And I say yes, yes, yes to you, Jesus, right now. So I bless you. If you've prayed that prayer this morning, then type in the message box on Facebook and just let us know. We'd love to be in connection with you. So, power and purity. In 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 1, since we have these promises, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit. So what am I saying here? Well, the Bible's saying get rid of all the stuff that contaminates. You don't want rubbish in your life that will slow you down, make you sluggish, or hold you back from the good stuff that God has for you. And his ways are better, as we've already said. So I desire his ways and his alone. So in that place, then hunger rises in you and you get to walk out the ways of the Lord right here, right now in this season. You know, God has set us apart to be a demonstration of his glory and to his manifest presence, characterized by power and purity. So the two go together. Power and purity is what the Lord blesses us with, because he wants us to be this dynamic force of believers that believe in him, know his ways, and know how to operate in them. So when you see the sick, you're thinking to yourself, oh, my days, look at that person. And there's something stirs in your spirit. Compassion rises in you like Jesus. And you want to go over and you want to offer, can I pray for you today? Can I bless you right now? I see you're not well. Can I bless you? And so we do that regularly, and the Lord leads, and he will lead you as well. And then you step into that realm where you're almost thinking, well, Lord, I'm really stepping out of my comfort zone here. I don't even know that you're going to turn up. But yet, because you have moved, you have stepped into your authority, you have stepped into your believing that when you step out, God comes with you and goes before you and surrounds you with his glory, that he turns up the light that he has given inside of you so that it impacts the person you're about to pray with. So that arena and that field of his glory encounters the person. And then when you lay hands on them, wow, watch out, because God comes on the back of his word. He is faithful and he is true. And he comes in and when you lay hands on the sick, you believe that you are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you are a spiritual son or daughter of the risen King of Kings, and you lay hands on their heads or in their shoulder or their back or wherever, and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your body to be well. I command you to be healed of this disease, whatever it may be, in Jesus' name. And if it's cancer, well, then you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, cancer, to shrivel, to shrink, and to die, and to leave that person's body right now, in Jesus' name. And watch what the Spirit of the living God that dwells in you begins to do in that person's life. It's amazing. God comes. He does not fail to come. He will never not come. And the worst that people will tell you when you've prayed for them will be, well, I felt a real sense of peace right there. Even if they don't get healed, they feel the presence that you carry. It is the presence of God that's in you to bless you. But in blessing you, and what you operate in is the business of blessing others, to connect them with their Father God that they haven't realized is actually the best friend they could ever be connected with. And that is our job, to destroy the works of the enemy. Jesus said, I have come to do the will of the Father, to destroy the works of the enemy. What are we called to? What is our goal to? We are to destroy the works of the enemy. That's why the word shalom, it comes in four letters. When you break it down into the English, shalom translates to, we are to destroy the authority attached to chaos. When people's lives are in chaos, we are the ones, by laying on of hands or just praying a blessing upon them, we bring an interaction, an intersection that cuts across their life, that would be the very thing that shatters their old belief systems and introduces them to the Lord Jesus Christ. They will desire him because they see in you Jesus. They will see someone that genuinely loves them, cares for them, and has time to spend a few minutes in talking with them and to pray with them and to introduce Jesus to them. Wow. I mean, when you get intimate with the Lord, there is something in the interaction between the Father in the throne room of heaven that comes down, connects with us, that actually causes us to operate at this level. We are revival on two legs. And when revival moves, God comes in the back of it, because he said the gifts of God follow those who believe. Something has to move for something to follow, and that something is you. You move, and you move under the power of the Spirit of God that he has given to you, because you are a revival carrier. You are someone that impacts someone else's life, who is wrapped up in a world that they think there's no hope for ever getting out, ever getting the escape, and you carry the very key to unlock their problems and to introduce them to a Savior that is the good news of the gospel, that rescues them, washes them clean like he did for you, and actually sets them on a new pathway, a new trajectory into an automated realm of the glory that takes them into deeper places with God. Isn't this exciting? God stirs you up. He is calling you today to get rid of the stuff in your life that is not of him, that you've been clinging on to, you've been holding on to. Get rid of it. It's holding you back from stepping into the greater realms of God, your Father. His desire is to take you on a journey. His desire is to excite your heart, that you want nothing else, nothing of the rubbish, nothing of the past, but you solely want him and his kingdom only. And that's where I'm trying to excite you today. You may be thinking, well, I'm wrapped up in sin, I can't get free. Stop those nonsense thoughts. That's all the devil. He's messing with your head, because the scripture tells you different. The word of the Lord is different. The word of the Lord carries the power and carries the authority. It is the word that brings in the spirit. And when the two collide, man, there's an impact that happens in your life and around your life. So that's why this is not a hobby. This is serious stuff. This is something that you have stepped into, and you may not have realized the extent of how you have been transformed, how you have been changed. And there is glory that is in you, not just for you, but it's upon you and surrounds you, because you are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you move, things shift. When you pray, demons quake. You carry a force, a power that comes from the throne room of God inside of you that is greater than you realize. And it's time to learn more about it. It's time to press in. Intimacy with the Father comes when you press in, when you show him that you're desiring more of him, that you seek him and all his ways, that your heart is 100% for him. While when it says even the scripture that the whole of creation is crying out for the sons of God to arise. The sons of God are those who realize who they are and step into it and want to see more of it because you are excited about life. You now know who you are. You know your purpose. You know that God's plan is to actually develop you and take you on a journey with Him. Do you want the journey this morning? Are you excited about the journey? Is it something that actually fills you with excitement and awe that little old you gets to work and to operate under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit? You are an atmosphere shifter. You change things. By walking in a room, you shift an atmosphere. When you walk into a Costa coffee shop or a Nero's coffee shop, the atmosphere changes. Why? Because the glory of God has walked in. You carry it into that restaurant. You carry it into that coffee shop. And people will watch and turn and look at you because they will sense the atmosphere shift. They will sense it change because something has disturbed their atmosphere, and it is the Spirit of the living God that is indwelling in you and is coming out of you and touching others. You are a presence carrier of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's important to be pure. The purer we are, the more our character is being developed. And I said earlier, character doesn't shift itself. It's part of the journey. You know, we are in charge of our character. We get to change the things in our character. We say no to things that come at us and tempt us, because the Lord Jesus Christ says here in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, God is faithful. Do you hear that? God is faithful. No matter what you're sensing and what your mind's telling, it's never going to change. I've tried, I've prayed. No, God is faithful. Your God is faithful. Listen to me this morning. Your God is faithful. He is much bigger than the problem that assails you, that you think traps you and holds you. God is faithful. He will shatter that. Listen to the rest of this verse. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Do you hear that, folks, this morning? Let that soak into your spirit. Let it get into your mind and transform, because Romans 12, verse 2 says, by the renewing of your mind, it is so important. The biggest of our battles happens here, and we lose out so many times because we give into the battle and we don't seek and know the word of the Lord well enough to stand strong and quote scripture as Jesus did to Satan, and to quote scripture and to stand on the word of God. It is the spoken word of God, that is Jesus himself, that you are reiterating and speaking out, and it shifts atmospheres and changes things. Now, the rest of this verse in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, but when you are tempted, see, we will be tempted. But in the temptation, when we know who we are, we know how to fight. We know how to battle. It says, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it. Stand up. Get your feet in stance, and you stand up into the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that's in you, because it's in you to do you good, but it's in you to do others good as well. So when you trust your God, when you believe that he's just not able to actually save you through salvation, but he's able to equip you and to take you on journeys where you get to interact with people, his sons and daughters, they just don't know him yet. We are the key. We have been blessed with all of heaven to go after them and to actually say, hey, there is a better way. You're struggling in life. Life's not been good, but Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the key to everything that's not right in your life, to turn it around, flip your world upside down, and put you on the most exciting and adventurous journey you will ever be on when your feet walks upon this world. Come on, folks, this is exciting. God is on the move. God has never stopped, but he is calling us into that place where we go. And we're not scared of anything. You know, in just a quick aside here, but in Luke chapter 4, there's an account of Jesus returns back to his home birth town of Galilee. Now, listen to this. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. He had the Spirit of the living God dwelling inside of him. So do you. So do I. So he goes back into his hometown and he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. Now, then he quotes Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's upon me. He's in me. He indwells me. And out of that, I react. But he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You need to saturate your spirit with that truth, that the Spirit of the living God is upon you. It's upon you. It's in you. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives. Who's a captive? Shalom. To come out from under the authority attached to chaos, we are part of the process of breaking that chaos in people's lives and bringing the peace of the Father to actually interact with them and call them into a dynamic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. To set those who are oppressed free, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. So Jesus walks into Galilee. He walks into his hometown in the power of the Spirit. The Spirit was active in him. He felt it, he sensed it, and he knew that something was alive and vibrant inside of him. So he walks in, and into the temples he goes, and he starts quoting scripture. Then he says, today this has been fulfilled in your hearing. Wow. What blasphemy. Who does he think he is? The reaction of the people is so much so that in verse 28 of Luke 4, and all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these sayings, and they got up and drove him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built in order to throw him off the cliff. I don't know about you, but if you've ever encountered a group of guys or men and women that are aggressive, one person is no match for five people, no match for 20 people, no match for 100 people. You're going down. That's how it operates in the natural. But when it says in the very start of that chapter, in verse 14, it says, and Jesus walked into Galilee, what? In the power of the Spirit of the living God that's in him. So when he faced that consequence of being possibly chucked off the cliff to his death, that same Spirit was in him, arose up him, around him, and he walked right through the crowd and came apart from them and left them. So there is no fear when the Spirit of the living God's on you and in you. You walk into some of the most horrendous scenarios and situations, and that same power that rose Christ Jesus from the dead is revived in you, awakened in you, and there is nothing that you cannot do, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The enemy of the world has nothing that can touch, nothing in comparison to the power of the risen Christ Jesus that now dwells inside of you. You are cleansed by the blood. You have the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord. You see the reaction when Jesus quoted scripture out of Isaiah 61, the reaction that came against him? Because there is power in this word, but when the power of the spoken word actually gets in connection with the Spirit of the living God, then the two cause a reaction in the atmosphere that people who are not living right understand it, because their spirit gets agitated and they get angry because you're out there and they see you and the rage builds in them. But you know what? Greater is he, because he can shift their lives and bring them into a communion with him as well. But they need someone to be the reaction. They need someone to bring the gospel of the good news that stirs their spirit to react. So that out of the reaction, they realize, well, something's not right here. Why am I feeling like this? And it makes them question where they are in life. And then the opportunity is there for the word of God to come and bring revelation and bring them into that place where they say yes to Jesus Christ. And they step over the line of the old and into the new. They become born again, transformed by the Spirit of the living God that then enters in to their life, changes them, washes their slate clean. And then they step and they have this power encounter, which will be coming, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where the ignition that they've already had gets overflowing and bubbles up, and you just can't contain it because it's in you. It's like a fireball that just wants to ooze out and touch other people's lives. I'm going way off my message here, but it's good. I just feel the Spirit of the Lord on this morning. There's some of you out there that are actually struggling, and you're thinking, man, I hear what he's saying, but I've never seen it. I've never experienced it. Well, right now in Jesus Christ, you have heard the word of the living God. I have spoken it to you this morning, and I say, let it impact your spirit. Let it be birthed in your spirit. Let something be stirred and awakened in you today that shifts what you think is holding you back, what is attached to you that you think is never getting broken. And in this day, let it shift. Let it be broken. Let it be changed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And so you have all authority to speak to scenarios, speak to situations. In fact, get up now, speak to your situation and tell it to be gone from your life in the power of the name of Jesus Christ, and command that thing that attaches to you so easily, or that you fall into so easily, that sin that just, as the Bible says, overtakes you. Deal with it. Stand, call it for what it is, and say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ right now, and deal with it. Let it be closed today, and let the blood of Jesus Christ wash over you again, bringing forgiveness as you repent before the Lord. This is not a hobby, folks. This is a serious journey, and there is so much more that we are living in an almost substandard lifestyle because we haven't stepped into the realms of the glory of the Lord God Almighty. We haven't realized who we really are in him and what he calls out of us. As Bill Johnson once quoted, I'm appreciative of Christians who have character. There you go. But I am impressed with Christians who walk in power. I would add, I'm impressed with Christians who walk both in purity and power. There is something about the connection of the two. It's the Spirit and the Word operating in union together, unity under our head, the Father, the King of all, the Lord of the church. And we are supposed and called to love like him and to be submitted to authority like him. And out of that, your character develops, and he at that pace of when Joseph was in the pit because of this multicolored coat, and he thought, well, he must have been in there and thinking, well, my days, I'm dead, maybe in the morning, or my life has just gone downhill rapidly, and I don't know whether I'm getting out of this place or not. But God had a plan for him. God's plans and purposes will be fulfilled, and he got him out of the pit, took him on a journey into a land he did not know, and there, through various circumstances, you know the story, he raised him up to be the number two in the land under Pharaoh. Wow, what an honor, from a dark dungeon pit into a jail, and then the Lord elevates and takes him through dream interpretation, which God blessed him with as a gift, and then sets him on a pedestal as the number two in a nation. That can happen to you. Nothing is impossible with our God. You know, so we got to believe that 1 Corinthians 10:13 again, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. He will also provide. There is always a point when your thoughts are battling with you. Oh, go on, do it. You know, you know you really want to. That is the point where the Lord God comes to you, and the Spirit of God that's in you gives you that opportunity and prompts you to say, walk away, shut that program off, turn that game off, you know, get away, move from here, because it's not going to be good for you. you're given the choice at that matter. A way of escape is provided for you, but it's so easy to just poo-hoo that and go with the flow. But the flow is not God's flow. It is the enemy's flow to take you and keep you and hold you back out of stepping into that character building scenario where when you learn what it is to battle it and say, no, in Jesus' name, that is not my pathway. And I will not walk that pathway because I am a son and a daughter of the living God. And that God I serve lives inside of me. And I will choose his way. I will not choose this today. And so you take that opportunity and you walk into it. And so in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. I'll read that again. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Come on. Come on. 2 Corinthians 1, Chapter 1 and verse 20, for as many as the promises of God are in him, they are yes. Do you hear that? In him, they are yes. His promises, the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes. Who dwells inside of you? The Spirit of the Lord God Almighty. So for you, it's a yes. Therefore, through him also is our amen to the glory of God through us. Come on, guys. This is just bringing revelation, hopefully, to you this morning, that your heart's getting awakened. Your spirit is bubbling with a great agitation inside, full of excitement that your God is on the move around your life. And so Colossians 1, verse 27, to whom God willed to make known what the wealth of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is. The mystery that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the hope of glory, the hope of glory, the hope of glory is dwelling inside of you. Do you get it this morning? Is it igniting in your spirit? The hope of glory through Christ Jesus, through the Word. He is the Word. And the Word and the Spirit, like we say, said earlier, when it comes together, there is an ignition in you and something ignites, something comes alive. And that hope in you gets awakened and awakened, not just for you, for your benefit, but for the benefit of other people that don't know this God we know. So come on. God is on the move. He is moving today. He is speaking to you today. And you know, in John 6, verse 63, the Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. I don't want my flesh to even have an ounce. I don't want it to have anything, but I want the Spirit to overtake me. I want that Spirit of the holiness of God to be in me so much that everything that's not of God, that doesn't desire God or worship God gets washed away, gets flushed out, because greater is he through the Spirit of the living God in me that changes and cleanses and takes me on a journey. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. He has made us competent as ministers. Do you hear that, folks? This is what the Scripture is saying over you. The word has life. The Word is Spirit. And he has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not the old covenant, the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. The law kills, but the Spirit gives life. I know what I want to choose. I want to choose the Spirit. I want the life. I don't want the curse of the death of law that actually kills. I want to live, but I want to live well before my God. And I want to be one that's used to do exploits for God in this season, in this arena. My God, I was down this morning and I was sitting just praying and talking with him. And I was looking out at the water, the sea. And I remember back when the Lord spoke to another guy and gave a prophetic word about the fish that were coming. And they were so hungry to be caught in the nets that they came out of the water and jumped onto the pebble shores. And I was saying, Lord, when will we see this? Lord, we call it in because it's time, Lord. It's time for a turnaround and a shift in this nation, that others come into relationship with you, that the church awakens to the very power that she has at her fingertips, realizes it, and begins to use it with the God-given authority that you have blessed us with. So, Lord, we call that in. Revival, revival, revival in this locality, across the UK and across the world, because you do not stop. You do not pull back from your movement. And we want to be people that move when we see the pillar move and the fire move. We want to be with you, Jesus, wherever you are on the front line, changing lives and seeing captives set free, fulfilling Isaiah 61 and destroying the works of the enemy. Lord, hear our cry this morning and come with revival fire upon this land in Jesus' name. Come on. Whoa. So Galatians 5, verse 16, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Do you hear that? There's your balance for you. Weights and measures. If you put a lot of filth and you're around a lot of stuff that you know you shouldn't be around, well, that's going to drag you down, but it's going to actually take more precedent and rise in your life. But when you feed the good and the spirit of love and the spirit of life, well, then that's what takes over, and the other gets taken away and drops out of your, you know, just out of your nature. But you have to feed what has been given to you. It is a gift of God given to you to bless you and to teach you, train you, and equip you. Get to know the Spirit of God that's in you. It doesn't come easy, but that's why I said earlier, it is, you know, there's some things that are hidden by God because he desires us to build our character and to desire it, to hunger after him, hunger after his presence, and to be in his presence because we know there is more. Where the Father of lights, where God dwells, there is always more. There is almost always an abundant supply that is there for us to take and to grab hold of. He is faithful, folks. He has never not been faithful. 2 Corinthians 3:18, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, and the Lord is Christ Jesus, who is also the Word, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Do you want to be changed into his glorious image today? Or do you want to stay nominal? Do you want to just hope that you've got your ticket and you get into heaven? Well, my goodness, you're missing out on a lot of life, because you're not just here to work 70 years, 60 years, retire, have your money around you and go and do what you think you like to do and go spend money in holidays. You have missed the whole point of being alive here right now. You're in a preparation training ground where God wants to bless you, but he's given you opportunities throughout your life to serve him, to minister to him, and to actually see him move through your life. He will bless you with those because he wants to encourage growth in you, because he is training and equipping you in your character to step from this world into leadership and oversight in the heavenlies when we leave here and go to dwell with him in the heavenly realms. We've got an opportunity here, folks, to step into a life-giving power force that actually shifts, changes, and the dynamic is awesome. But you can also choose to just be nominal and just be. He is a gentleman. He's not going to force, but I'm telling you today, folks, there is more. There is power. There is authority in the name and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you want to tap into that because you'll get blessed. But in your blessing, you will get to bless many, many lives, probably more than you'll even realize until we all get into glory and we meet people and they say, well, I heard you one day and I seen you one day at a meeting. You spoke to me and this all radically changed for me. You know, that's why we're saying this morning that prayer works, healing works, revival works, because it ties in with the written word of God. And when the written word comes together and gets connected with the Holy Spirit, wow, watch out. There is dynamite about to explode, and it's exploding in you right now because your heart is quickening to the words of life that are being spoken this morning, telling you that there is more for you than what you're just having right now. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 15. We will grow up in all things in him. The growth only works, the verse says it, the growth only happens when we grow up in all things in him. In him is connected in him, is dwelling with him. It's finding him in the secret place. It's being around the Spirit of the living God that dwells in you. Getting to know the Spirit of the living God that dwells in you is so key. It is a key because it will unlock you to the deeper realms of God. It will unlock you and unlock your mind. So when your spirit of the holiness is activated, when you read scripture, when you read the word, then something brings the gelling together and revelation comes more effectively out of the pages of the Word of God because something in you is living and active and calling out the God things, calling out the hidden treasures. You're the one that will go and find the pearl in the field because you know when you find it, you'll sell everything else because that means so much more to you than actually all that you've got at present. All that you've got at present is dust. Because you're leaving this world and you won't get to take it with you. So my heart today is that you learn the ways of God, that you find him for you, that you experience him for you, and you step into the fullness of his calling for your life, of his plan, his purpose for your life. Do not leave this world without experiencing that or without walking in it, because there is no greater way to be close to God than to be around him, to know the Spirit of the living God that dwells inside you. It's given to your reason. It's just not a nice little blessing that you get to do life with and go, hallelujah, I've had another touch from God. No, it is an ignition in your spirit to cause you to awaken to the greater things that God has for you. It's like a weightlifter. A weightlifter goes to the gym when he first starts and he picks up maybe the 1.5 kilogram weights or the 2.5 kilogram weights. And he does repetitions, maybe 3 sets of 15, has a rest, then comes back, does more. But you know, he goes back a couple of days later and he does more and more repetitions, goes back a few days later and maybe ups the weight, you know, and he feels the ache in his muscles. But muscles grow under the pressure of the usage of the weights. So you've got to put time in. You've got to develop your character. You've got to seek after the pure. If you're just seeking the power, then you're unbalanced, and that is not going to go well for you. You've got to be totally in line with the purity and the character that aligns with God's character, and then the power gets a free rule of flow that you get ignited for passion and Jesus works effectively out through you to others. If you don't know what it is, you then don't know what draws you to you closer. Be filled with all of him. You need to be filled with all of him to get closer and to change things in your life. When you're closer with God, the sins that so easily beset you are easily dealt with. When you're not in connection with the Father, then these things become an issue. And you can give way to them because it's like the little foxes come in and they needle you and pick away at you. And when you get tired and weary, it's so much easier to give in. But we are not ones that give in. We are ones that call to the fight. We are called to actually stand up. We're called to march around the walls of Jericho and see the enemy's territory coming down. Greater is he that's in you. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5, as we bring this into a close. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Do you hear that? We take captive. It's part of what we have to do. He gives it all to us, but he expects us to use what he gives us. You don't go into a gym and somebody gives you weights and you stand there looking at them as if to say, well, aren't you going to do it for me? No, them doing it for you doesn't build your muscle. So the Lord says, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, to bring it under the authority. We are the people, folks, listen to me. We are the people. You got to learn what it is to empower the promise and kill the lie. Empower the promise or the promises of God around your life, not the lies of the enemy. Empowering the promises of God takes you onto another level, another journey, and it's fantastic. Philippians 4, verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Proverbs 3:27, whatever a man thinks or what he focuses on in his heart, so is he. So if we're focusing on empowering the promises of God in our lives, well then, where's that going to take us? Deeper into God. And that's what we need to be in today, the going deeper into the Lord. Do you know that scientists have discovered that we have over 14,000 thoughts per minute coming into our mind, all sorts of sources. Some say they can come from Satan. Some say they're coming from ourselves. Some say they're coming from the Lord. But, you know, that's the amount of thoughts that they reckon we have per minute. They come in by the things that we see, by the things that we hear, and by the things that we sense. But when they come at us, what's in us should rise up and overcome anything that's not of the Lord God Almighty. Our thoughts become our words, and our words become our behavior. And our behavior becomes a habit, and a habit becomes our character. And our character determines our destiny. So it is critical that we take our thoughts captive. I'm going to read that again to you. Our thoughts become our words, and our words become our behavior, and our behavior becomes a habit, and a habit becomes our character, and our character determines our destiny. So it is critical that we take our thoughts captive. At some point in life, you're going to realize what the blood of Jesus did for you. You came to the cross as a sinner. The blood of Jesus Christ washed over you, destroying all of your past and making everything new. You are no longer a sinner. You have stepped into the realm, in God's eyes, of being a saint. You cannot talk about yourself anymore in the negative, because the positives of God far outweigh any negatives. You got to step into the realm of declaring over your life, I am a saint. I am anointed. I am appointed by God. He dwells inside of me. Greater is he that's in me. You need to declare these things over your life so many times that it just ingrains itself into your spirit. That something, you keep saying it until something in you ignites the spirit of the living God in you, and the rumblings of God that dwells inside of you come to the top. That you bubble, 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 and overflow with the goodness of God in you that spouts out of you, touches other lives, and causes transformation around you everywhere you go. Come on, guys. This is where you are. This is God's thoughts over you are for good. He wants to transform you, because in that transformation, he gets your heart and can use you to transform and speak into other people's lives. Come on. Repentance is a short-term thing. You need to actually repent, because repenting is changing your mindset, the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, verse 2, leads to repentance. And out of that, God changes me. God changes you. So we're all on this journey. Some of us further down the line than others, but you're on the journey. So hopefully today you're learning something new, keys that will open into the realms of developing your character that also helps you pursue purity before the Lord. And out of that, then the power of God that's in you has been given to you as a gift will flow out of you so much easier and hit the mark. It will not hit the mark because it is backed up with all of heaven. And God desires that we go. His desire is that we go into all the nations and to spread the good news of the gospel. Well, what is better news than being able to come into relationship with a living God that is true to his word, that his word changes you from the inside out and transforms your life and gives you life. And out of that place of abundance, you get to operate in the signs, gifts, and miracles that God has blessed us with, so we radically impact and change other people's lives. Amen? Are you excited? Have we had anybody just put anything in, Charlotte, for prayer? I've been watching you because I've been busy speaking.
I shall tell you now.
You have a look there. I'm going to pray for you guys right now. You know, there is greater. There is better. So in the name of Jesus Christ and the authority given to me under the power of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I bless you today with encounters with the Father. I call them for you today. And I say, Lord, come with visitation. Come with encounters. Come with the power, Lord. Break the chains of the enemy. We break them today over your life in Jesus' name through the blood of the Lamb that was shed for the forgiveness of sins. We break the power and the authority attached to the chaos over your life. And we speak that shalom, that peace of the Father over you right now, that whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. There is no captive that says he's free, because you either know you're captive or you know you're not free. But today I declare over you that your price has been paid. The blood of Jesus paid the price. You are free, free, free. All attachments we break off you in Jesus' name, and you step into that freedom. You step into that power realm of the Lord and his spirit that dwells in you. And I call your spirit, the spirit of the living God, to awaken, awaken, awaken inside of you, inside of your spirit right now. Where you've been, like the tap's been turned off, we say, open the tap, Lord, turn it back on again, and let the flow and the power of your spirit captivate and exhilarate and flow out of people again, Lord, so that we get to be the children of the living God that you desire us to be. So again, Lord, we call on you as the Lord God Almighty, the leader. Our salvation is in you, and the glory all goes to you, Lord. And we say, be praised, O Lord God Almighty, because the days of change are here, and they're fast flowing, and they're going to accelerate, and days of acceleration are upon us right now. And we bless it to impact our lives as the body of Christ, so that in doing so, Lord, our lives become the open vessels that impact other lives. And because we've had an encounter with you, that we get to give the encounter away to others by laying on of hands, seeing the sick healed, the demons flee, and just diseases go in Jesus' name. So we bless you this morning as we come to a close in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that this week will be a week of change, a week of encounters, a week where you get stirred under the revival fire of the Lord, that the baptism of fire hits you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit impacts you, and that God releases dreams and visions to you in your nighttime hours, in Jesus' name. We speak the peace of the Father over you right now. Amen, amen, amen.